Blog Talk Radio.
Steps to Christ. Chapter 1. God's Love
for man. Nature and revelation alike testify of God's love. Our Father in heaven is the source of life, of wisdom, and of joy. Look at the wonderful and beautiful things of nature. Think of their marvelous adaptation to the needs and happiness, not only of man, but of all living creatures. The sunshine and the rain that gladden and refresh the earth, the hills and seas and plains, all speak to us of the Creator's love. It is God who supplies the daily needs of all His creatures. In the beautiful words of the psalmist, "The eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest Thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing." Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16. God made man perfectly holy and happy, and the fair earth, as it came from the Creator's hand, bore no blight of decay or shadow of the curse. It is transgression of God's law, the law of love, that has brought woe and death. Yet, even amid the suffering that results from sin, God's love is revealed. It is written that God cursed the ground for man's sake, Genesis 3:17, the thorn and the thistle, the difficulties and trials that make his life one of toil and care, were appointed for his good as a part of the training needful in God's plan for his uplifting from the ruin and degradation that sin has wrought. The world, though fallen, is not all sorrow and misery. In nature itself are messages of hope and comfort. There are flowers upon the thistles, and the thorns are covered with roses. God is love is written upon every opening bud, upon every spire of springing grass. The lovely birds making the air vocal with their happy songs, the delicately tinted flowers in their perfection perfuming the air, the lofty trees of the forest with their rich foliage of living green, all testify to the tender, fatherly care of our God, and to His desire to make His children happy. The Word of God reveals His character. He Himself has declared His infinite love and pity. When Moses prayed, "Show me Thy glory," the Lord answered, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee." Exodus chapter 33, verses 18 and 19. This is His glory. The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. He is slow to anger, and of great kindness, because He delighteth in mercy. Jonah chapter 4, verse 2, Micah chapter 7, verse 18. God has bound our hearts to Him by unnumbered tokens in heaven and in earth. Through the things of nature and the deepest and tenderest earthly ties that human hearts can know, He has sought to reveal Himself to us. Yet these but imperfectly represent His love. Though all these evidences have been given, the enemy of good blinded the minds of men so that they looked upon God with fear. They thought of Him as severe and unforgiving. Satan led men to conceive of God as a being whose chief attribute is stern justice, one who is a severe judge, a harsh, exacting creditor. He pictured the Creator as a being who is watching with jealous eye to discern the errors and mistakes of men, that He may visit judgments upon them. It was to remove this dark shadow by revealing to the world the infinite love of God that Jesus came to live among men. The Son of God came from heaven to make manifest the Father. "No man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, who which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John chapter 1 verse 18. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Matthew chapter 11 verse 27. When one of the disciples made the request, "Show us the Father," Jesus answered, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father?" John chapter 14, verses 8 and 9. In describing his earthly mission, Jesus said, "The Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Luke chapter 4, verse 18. This was his work. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by Satan. There were whole villages where there was not a moan of sickness in any house, for he had passed through them and healed all their sick. His work gave evidence of his divine anointing. Love, mercy, and compassion were revealed in every act of his life. His heart went out in tender sympathy to the children of men. He took man's nature that he might reach man's wants. The poorest and humblest were not afraid to approach him. Even the little children were attracted to him. They loved to climb upon his knees and gaze into the pensive face, benignant with love. Jesus did not suppress one word of truth, but he uttered it always in love. He exercised the greatest tact and thoughtful, kind attention in his intercourse with people. He was never rude, never needlessly spoke a severe word, never gave needless pain to a sensitive soul. He did not censure human weakness. He spoke the truth, but always in love. He denounced hypocrisy, unbelief, and iniquity, but tears were in his voice as he uttered his scathing rebukes. He wept over Jerusalem, the city he loved, which refused to receive him, the way, the truth, and the life. They had rejected him, the Savior, but he regarded them with pitying tenderness. His life was one of self-denial and thoughtful care for others. Every soul was precious in his eyes. While he ever bore himself with divine dignity, he bowed with the tenderest regard to every member of the family of God. In all men he saw fallen souls whom it was his mission to save. Such is the character of Christ as revealed in his life. This is the character of God. It is from the Father's heart that the streams of divine compassion, manifest in Christ, flow out to the children of men. Jesus, the tender, pitying Savior, was God, manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. It was to redeem us that Jesus lived and suffered and died. He became a man of sorrows, that we might be made partakers of everlasting joy. God permitted his beloved Son, full of grace and truth, to come from a world of indescribable glory to a world marred and blighted with sin, darkened with the shadow of death and the curse. He permitted him to leave the bosom of his love, the adoration of the angels, to suffer shame, insult, humiliation, hatred, and death. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Behold him in the wilderness, in Gethsemane, upon the cross. The spotless Son of God took upon himself the burden of sin. He who had been one with God felt in his soul the awful separation that sin makes between God and man. This wrung from his lips the anguished cry, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. It was the burden of sin, the sense of its terrible enormity, of its separation of the soul from God. It was this that broke the heart of the Son of God. But this great sacrifice was not made in order to create in the Father's heart a love for man, not to make him willing to save. No, no. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16. The Father loves us, not because of the great propitiation, but he provided the propitiation because he loves us. Christ was the medium through which he could pour out his infinite love upon a fallen world. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, 2 Corinthians 5:19. God suffered with his Son in the agony of Gethsemane, the death of Calvary. The heart of infinite love paid the price of our redemption. Jesus said, "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again." John chapter 10, verse 17. That is, my Father has so loved you that he even loves me more for giving my life to redeem you. In becoming your substitute and surety, by surrendering my life, by taking your liabilities, your transgressions, I am endeared to my Father, for by my sacrifice God can be just and yet the justifier of him who believeth in Jesus. None but the Son of God could accomplish our redemption, for only he who was in the bosom of the Father could declare him. Only he who knew the height and depth of the love of God could make it manifest. Nothing less than the infinite sacrifice made by Christ in behalf of fallen man could express the Father's love to lost humanity. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave him not only to live among men, to bear their sins, to die their sacrifice. He gave him to the fallen race. Christ was to identify himself with the interests and needs of humanity. He who was one with God has linked himself with the children of men by ties that are never to be broken. Jesus is not ashamed to call them brethren, Hebrews 2:11. He is our sacrifice, our advocate, our brother, bearing our human form before the Father's throne, and through eternal ages one with the race. He has redeemed the Son of Man. And all this that man might be uplifted from the ruin and degradation of sin, that he might reflect the love of God and share the joy of holiness. The price paid for our redemption, the infinite sacrifice of our Heavenly Father in giving his Son to die for us, should give us exalted conceptions of what we may become through Christ. As the inspired Apostle John beheld the height, the depth, the breadth of the Father's love toward the perishing race, he was filled with adoration and reverence, and failing to find suitable language in which to express the greatness and tenderness of this love, he called upon the world to behold it. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, 1 John 3:1. What a value this places upon man. Through transgression, the sons of man become subjects of Satan. Through faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ, the sons of Adam may become the sons of God. By assuming human nature, Christ elevates humanity. Fallen men are placed where, through connection with Christ, they may indeed become worthy of the name sons of God. Such love is without parallel. Children of the Heavenly King, precious promise, theme for the most profound meditation, the matchless love of God for a world that did not love him. The thought has a subduing power upon the soul, and brings the mind into captivity to the will of God. The more we study the divine character in light of the cross, the more we see mercy, tenderness, and forgiveness blended with equity and justice, and the more clearly we discern innumerable evidences of that love that is infinite and a tender pity surpassing a mother's yearning sympathy for her wayward child. End of chapter 1.
Sabbath when it comes. As we begin tonight, let us start with a word of prayer. Loving Father in heaven, we thank you for your greatness, your goodness, and your mercies toward us. We thank you for the Sabbath that is now here and for your angels that have kept us. We pray for forgiveness of our sins as we enter into the Sabbath's rest. You will help us, O Father, to draw even closer to you. Be with those tonight who are on this line and those who shall come. Is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to open up the prayer line for those who would like to share. I believe we have a 985-232. Your line is open. Maybe it's Sister Brenda. Your line is open. Can you go ahead and share with us?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Well, happy Sabbath. I want to thank God for this blessed Sabbath today. Very quiet. And I just want to thank him because I didn't have the grandkids today. They came through and left out. And that was a good evening. The mama was off, so I thank God. So I just enjoy being with them, but sometimes we need a break. So God is good all the time, and we want to thank him. Let me read this prayer. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of our mercy and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comfort of God. Amen. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Amen. I just want to thank you. Happy to hear you, Brother Yuda, and the kids and sister and the family. God bless you all, and I've been keeping y'all in my prayer. And I want to pray for that Ben Light Ministry and all the brothers and sisters on the line, your projects and all the other projects that got going on. I'm going to pray for my family and my family. I want to pray for the sick, the homeless, all the ones outside in shelters. Just want to pray for the United States. And just want to pray that God keep us on this prayer line, sharing one for another, praying one for another. And we all keep each other in good, like this prayer said, keep each other in comfort so we can keep going for the Lord. Amen. Hold on a minute. Brother John. I don't know where he's at. So, okay, you can just go ahead and move on. I don't know where he's at in there. You can move on, Brother Yudi.
Okay, thank you, Sister Brenda, for sharing. And I hope all is well with you and Brother John. And we will continue to pray for you, and we appreciate the scripture that you have shared with us tonight. Now, are you enjoying the Sabbath that is soon coming?
Join the who?
Are you looking forward to the Sabbath?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Well,
amen.
It's good to hear from you. Send Brother John our regards. God
bless.
I sure
will. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to open up our next caller, 225-337. Your line is now open, 225-337.
Amen. Good evening, Brother Yudi and family. I would like to sing my favorite Sabbath song.
Amen.
Amen. It's Holy Day, Jehovah rest of creation, week the best, last of all the chosen seven, blessed of God, 'twas man was given. First his 6 day work was done, then the Sabbath was begun. Thus he blessed the 7 day, thus in rest and we obey. Thousand have his plans reversed, resting now upon the first. Search the book and you shall know, there's no scripture tells them so. All who speak the truth must say, it was man who changed the day. In God's word no change appear, through the whole 6,000 years. Thus I searched, and when I saw only one great Sabbath law, then I hastened to obey. Plainly 'twas the only way. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we held his presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah rest. Oh, sisters and brothers, I want to say blessed and holy day, the Sabbath. And I want to say welcome, everybody, to Sabbath day. God bless. And Brother Yudi, I just want to read the scripture from Isaiah 66 and verse 22 and 23. He says, for as the new heaven and the new earth, which I shall make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. What a blessing and what a promise God have given. So I just want to thank the Lord for the Sabbath. My husband and I just relaxing in the chair, just ready for the prayer line. And I just want to thank the Lord for hearing my sister. You know, Brother Yudi, it is a blessing to have family members worshiping on the Sabbath and to hear my family on the prayer line calling in and thanking God for this and reading scripture. What a blessing. So thank you once again, Brother Yudi, and may God bless everyone on the prayer line tonight. May they give a testimony or share. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Thank you very much for singing that song. And indeed, it is a blessing to have family members join in, right, and worshiping together. Because, you know, when we get to heaven and we begin to look around and we see that there are certain family members are missing, we know that we're going to have a moment of, I don't want to say sadness because there's no sadness in heaven, but just a moment where we kind of feel sorry for those family members who did not heed to Christ's call. But, you know, as we look to Christ, as we look to him, as we look to our Messiah, as we look to him, we will have all of justification for the reasons why they did not make it. So it is a wonderful thing for families to serve the Lord together, right? Because remember what Joshua said in the book of Joshua, in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. He says, as for me and my house, we will serve. We will serve the Lord. He says, I don't care what y'all do. I don't care what you guys do, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so we want to thank the Lord again for allowing us to be joined together tonight and to be sharing praises, right, to be sharing testimonies. I got a testimony to tell before I open up the next prayer line, today, the Lord had allowed us to visit with a sister, she's a sister, but she is not of the faith. She was recommended to me by another friend. She was going through some very difficult situations at home with her husband, and I believe there are some abuses going on and some alcohol and drug use. And I was able to go with my wife and minister unto her, and had a Bible study with her and prayed with her, and also did some natural remedies with her because she's looking to cleanse herself and to wean off of the alcohol. She shared with me that she drinks about 2 bottles of vodka a day, and she had been trying to get off the alcohol. She also shared that she had in the past overdosed on drugs, and that she was she didn't have a heartbeat, and it took almost 2 hours to get her back from that situation, and she suffered a bit of brain damage. And as she was sharing this with me, I listened, you know, my wife and I said, you know, I'd like to share a word with you. And we shared the book of James chapter 5, verse 13, 14, because this woman is sick. And it says, if anyone is sick, let him call the elders of the church and let him pray, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. And we shared about Christ, the medical missionary, the true physician. And we shared the story of the woman with the issue of blood that was 12 years seeking for relief, seeking for hope, but yet found none. And her last hope, which should have been her first hope, was Christ. And so we encourage her to, you know, continue to try to wean off of the alcohol. And I shared Proverbs about the wine. The wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a brawler. Whoever is deceived thereby is not wise. And she listened. And I tell you what, after she listened, Sister Leola, she began to share with me and my wife about how she never experienced love in her life, even though she had been with several men and she never really loved them. She don't know what that is, because she shared with me that growing up, her mother and her father were raging alcoholics as well, and he was a biker, part of a gang, some chapter, I forget what she mentioned. And she said that they grew up drinking. They're from Louisiana, actually. She's from Louisiana. And she said that back in the day when she was a baby, it was shared with her that her grandmother used to put alcohol in her bottle as a child to help her to sleep. She was sharing all of these things, and obviously this woman was battered and had been through a lot and was really hurt and broken. And we prayed with her, and she accepted our prayer. She kneeled down. She asked the Lord to help her to overcome her addiction. She's also suffering from hepatitis B and C, she shared with me, because of drug use. And she says she's willing to get her life back together. She left her husband because of the abuse and also because of the drugs and alcohol that she does not want to be around anymore. And she's staying at a friend's house right now. And then after we prayed, I gave her some charcoal, helped her to do a cleanse. I gave her some dandelion roots pills that can help to cleanse the liver, because the alcohol attacks the liver. And, of course, the liver breaks down alcohol, so we need to cleanse it. And then gave her some other remedies and stuff like that. We spent some good time with her. And afterwards, you know, she was very standoffish before. After our prayer, she gave us both a hug. And she said, I'm a hugger. Give me a hug. And then we took a picture together, and then I invited her. I said, you know, I said, would you like to go to church with us tomorrow? And she said, yes. But then she shared that she didn't have any clothes to go to church, and that she only had a pair of shorts. And so we went and got her a skirt and a jacket to put on and an undershirt and stuff like that. And I said, "Are you coming tomorrow?" And she said, "Yes, I'm coming." And when I got there, she had another friend there who also is getting over parole. And he, too, has been through some trouble. And I got talking with him. He was working on a vehicle when I went and bought her the clothes. And he was working on a vehicle, and he opened up the door, and he said, "Hey, he said, how are you?" And I explained to him I had some issues that I thought was wrong with my vehicle because, you know, we're trying to find a common ground. And then his name is Country, and the woman that I'm speaking to, she's a Caucasian woman. But he's a black guy who's a black man who is just coming out of prison for serving time and is on parole. And let me tell you, I got to talking with him and also as well as her. And I think they saw our sincerity, and I asked him if I could pray with him. He said yes. And now they are both coming to church tomorrow with us. So I want you guys to lift them up in prayer. Their names is Brother Kevin, and the sister's name, which I invited her on the line. I don't want to talk too much about it because in case she comes on, I don't want us to, you know, kind of ashamed or whatever. Her name is, we're asking for prayer for her. Her name is Sister Jayla. If you guys can lift her up in prayer, and Brother Kevin, and that tomorrow when they come to church with us, that they would truly experience the Holy Spirit. Because tomorrow I'm supposed to be preaching, and I was actually looking forward to not hosting and speaking tonight. But by God's grace, he will give me the strength. So we're praying for them. The work here in Arkansas is increasing. The Lord is introducing us to people just today. Two individuals we've met who are willing to have Bible studies. And I also met them through Brother Bernard as well. And Brother Bernard is not in the area, so he had sent me to go meet with them. And so, friends, God is really looking for us to share the gospel. And these are the unreached. To the unreached, you know, those individuals that really need to hear the gospel of Christ. So I want to share that testimony. I want to thank the Lord for using us today in that, in his service. And I want to also ask that you lift up those individuals in prayer discreetly, please, because, you know, we kind of want to keep if you will, I just share with you guys because I know they're not on right now, but when we are sharing or praying, just lift them up in prayer. Their name is Kevin. I want to ask the line to add them on a permanent prayer request. We need to have a permanent prayer request. So I'm asking the prayer line to ask Kevin, to add Kevin and Sister Jayla on a permanent prayer request. They are very much like Sister Teresa and those individuals we met in the beginning of the prayer line, and they are looking to be delivered from the shackles of the enemy. So please keep them in prayer, and God bless. We're going to open up our next caller's prayer line, 518-951. Your line is open, 518-951. The line is open. Oh, and I want to say before I share, last Sabbath, myself and Brother Bernard shared a Zoom. I don't know if you guys got the message, but this Sabbath we're going to do the same as well. It's at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So if you are in New York, the time is 5 p.m. If you are in Massachusetts, 5 p.m. But if you are in the South, certain parts of the South, like Arkansas, it's at 4 p.m. So look at your local listing. We had shared a powerful study last Sabbath on Zoom live, and you guys can actually visualize and see it. I will send the text out at some point tonight, so you can share, so you can join us tomorrow on our Zoom message, Sabbath message tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern time and 4 p.m. Central time. All right, 518-951, your line is open. Nine five one. Please check your phone to make sure it's muted. I cannot hear you. 518-951. I cannot hear you. Okay, we're gonna go to the next caller. 857-505. Your line is open.
Hello, Brother Yuli. Hello, brothers and sisters on this Divine Ministry. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God, Brother Yuli, because God is good. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to all of you. Brother Yuli, I have a prayer request, Brother Yuli, tonight. Before I sing a song, before I pray for your pray for the young people, lift them up in prayer, Brother Yuli. Let me, my prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer, Brother Yuli. Don't forget to lift me up in prayer, Brother Yuli. Don't forget to, Brother Yuli, don't forget to tell Sister Miola to pray for me, pray for my mother, pray for all of us, and pray for Brother Jahari, Brother Yuli, and Brother Jahari would be faithful. Pray for Brother Jahari, Brother Yuli, and he could come in this prayer line. Pray for him, Brother Yuli. His name is Brother Jahari, because Sister Miola knows how you spell his name. It's J-A-Y. A-R-R-I. Lift up Brother Jahari in prayer, Sister Miola. Lift him up in prayer, Sister Miola, because Sister Miola, he needs a special prayer tonight. He needs a prayer. He needs a prayer at the moment, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, pray for Brother Jahari too, and he could do Bible study, just like Brother Yuli say. Brother Yuli say at 5 p.m., tomorrow at 5 p.m., Sister Miola, I don't know, can you share the link with Jahari's house manager and tell the house manager to tell Jahari to be on the prayer line, on the Zoom on tomorrow at 5 p.m.? Sister Miola, I don't know, can you text the manager and tell the manager to tell Jahari that, Sister Miola? Sister Miola, that's pray for Brother Jahari, Sister Miola. This is Jahari in prayer. Pray for Sister Isenia. Pray for Sister Isenia, Brother Yuli, 7-Y-Y-E-S-S-N-I-A. Isenia, this is Isenia in prayer. Pray for Brother Isma, Brother Yuli, Brother Isma, 7-I-I-S-M-A. Brother Isma, Sister Katiana, lift them up in prayer, Brother Yudi. Brother Yudi, don't forget to lift up our brothers and sisters to on the prayer line. And Brother Yudi, this prayer line, Advent Light Ministry needs a midnight prayer too, Brother Yudi, because Brother Yudi, we need a lot of prayer on this prayer line. This Advent Light Ministry needs a 7:30 p.m. on Saturday too, Brother Yuli. Brother Yuli, you should mention that too. Like, we should have like a midnight prayer on this Advent Light Ministry, 7:30 to 12 a.m. midnight prayer, because Brother Yuli, midnight prayer is very important, Brother Yuli, because I don't know what everyone's going through at this moment, Brother Yuli. God is able. God is a mighty God. God is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Brothers and sisters, let us pray. Just like Brother Yudi say, let us pray for this Advent Light Ministry, because Advent Light Ministry needs a prayer to 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. to 12 midnight, because we need that prayer, Brother Yudi, on this prayer line, Advent line ministry. So, Brother Yudi, can you tell your pastor and tell everyone, can we have a prayer line like that? 7:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. Brother Yudi, can we do that on the prayer line too? Brother Yudi, can we have like a Adventist ministry like 7:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. Brother Yudi? I don't know. Is it okay with everyone on the prayer line? I don't know. Is it okay with Sister Miola, with Brother Way? I don't know. Is it okay, Brother Yudi, if they could do like a prayer like 7:30 to 12 a.m. Brother Yudi, Sister Miola knows what I'm talking about. And Brother Yudi, she doesn't know.
Yes, Brother Eli, we are planning on having some sort of a prayer week or a few weeks of prayer on the line. We do not recommend the midnight prayer. That is something that we were always taught, but to do
what
Christ only did that a few times in his life, and the spirit of prophecy is very clear about the laws of hell, because when we are praying that late, we cannot be up early enough to hear God's voice speak to us. So there's a time for it, but let's have early morning prayers or even evening prayers, and we are planning on having
a song. Yeah, let us pray. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer. Let the creation testify. I know, oh Lord, my Redeemer, oh Lord, my Redeemer, oh Lord, my Redeemer, and I created testify, oh Lord, my Redeemer. Let's pray, brothers and sisters. God, Heavenly Father, God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we praise your name because, God, you're good, you're faithful, you're worthy to be praised, God. How excellent is your name, God. How excellent is your name, God. At this moment, God, I want to lift up Brother Yudi, God, who is hosting the prayer line, God. We ask you, God, to watch over Brother Yudi, God. We ask you, God, to give Brother Yudi the strength. We ask you, God, to give Brother Yudi deliverance, God. We ask you, God, to watch over Brother Yudi, God. We ask you, God, allow Brother Yudi to take the, God, allow Brother Yudi to have the Adventist ministry, God, like 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., God, you have a plan for that, God. You're amazing, God. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. We ask you, God, to send your holy angels, God, watch over them, God. Watch over Brother Yudi, God. God, we want to lift our sister Carla to you, God. We want to lift them up to you, God. We want to lift up Brother Kevin to you, God. We ask you, God, to watch over Brother Kevin, God. We ask you, God, to deliver them, God, from darkness, God. God, we want to lift Brother Kevin's son, sister, God. We ask you, God, to hide them, God, with your righteousness, God. We ask you, God, allow them to come on the Adventist ministry, God, on Thursday and Friday and Sunday, God. Allow them to come on this prayer line to testify
testimony, God. Allow them to share their testimony, God. Allow them to praise you, God. Allow them to magnify your name, God. Allow them to give thanks to you, God, because, God, you are good for them, God. You are worthy to be praised, God. God, we want to lift up Sister Miola, God, at this moment, God. We ask you, God, to watch over Sister Miola. We ask you, God, to give Sister Miola the strength. We ask you, God, to give Sister Miola deliverance, God. We ask you, God, to watch over Sister Miola, God. God, at this moment, God, we want to thank you, God, that you watch over Sister Miola, God. God, we want to lift up Sister Miola's husband, God. Brother Way, God, we ask you, God, to watch over Brother Way, God. Allow Brother Way, God, the testimony, God, on this Adventist ministry, God. Allow Brother Way, God, the testimony to God, just like Sister Viola testimony, God. Allow Brother Way to testimony, God, on this Adventist ministry, God. Allow Brother Way to give you thanks, God. Allow Brother Way to give you praise and worship, because God, you are good for him, God. God, you are faithful to him, God. You are worthy to be praised, God. We ask you, God, to break every chain for him tonight, God. We ask you, God, to watch over him, God, at this moment, God. We ask you, God, to cover him, God, with your righteousness, God. We ask you, God, allow him to call your name, God. Jesus, deliver me, God. We ask you, God, to deliver him tonight, God. Deliver him tonight, God. God, make him know, God, you're good, God. You're awesome, God. You're worthy to be praised, God. God, I want to lift up Brother Rick, God. I want to lift up Brother Rick to you, God. We ask you, God, to watch over Brother Rick, God. God, I want to lift up Sister Miola, God. I want to lift up Sister Carla to you, God. I want to lift up Sister Ashley to you, God. I want to lift up Sister Stephanie, God. We ask you, God, to watch over her, God. I want to lift up Sister Powell to God. God, we ask you, God, to watch over Sister Powell, God. We ask you, God, to give Sister Powell the strength. We ask you, God, to give her deliverance, God. Watch over her, God. Cover her, God, at this moment, God. I want to thank God for you have done for Sister Powell, God. We ask you, God, to watch over her, God. Allow her to testimony, God, because, God, you are good for her, God. God, you are good for Sister Powell, God. You are good for Brother Yudi, God. God, we want to lift up Brother Yudi's wife, God. Sister Melissa, God. We ask you, God, allow Sister Melissa to testimony, God. God, allow Sister Melissa to testimony, God, at this moment, God, right now, God. Allow her to testimony, God, on the prayer line to God. We ask you, God, to watch over her, God. We ask you, God, to deliver her, God. We ask you, God, allow Brother Yudi to shout hallelujah, God. Allow Brother Yudi to shout hallelujah, God, because, God, you are good for him, God. God bless Brother O'Neill, God. We ask you, God, to watch over Brother O'Neill, God. We ask you, God, to give him the strength. We ask you, God, to give him deliverance, God. We want to deliver Brother Bernard, God. God, we ask you, God, to watch over Brother Bernard, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to watch over Brother Bernard, God. Bless Brother Bernard, God. Watch over Brother Bernard, God. God, we want to lift up Sister Destinelli, God. We ask you, God, to watch over her, God. Sister Destinelli, God. We ask you, God, to give her the strength. We ask you, God, to give her deliverance, God. We want to thank you, God, for what you have done for them, God. God, we want to lift up Brother Richardson, God. Sister Richardson, God. I want to lift them up to you, God. We ask you, God, to watch over them, God. Yes, Sister Naomi, too, God. I want to lift up Sister Naomi, God. Allow Sister Naomi to come back, God, on this Adventist ministry, God. Allow Brother Vincenti to come back to Adventist ministry, God. We ask you, God, to knock a door, God, in his heart, God. God, we ask you, God, to knock a door in his heart, God. Allow Brother Vincenti to come back, God, to Adventist ministry, God. Allow him to know, God, we have a new prayer line number, God. We ask the God to remind him, God, he has to call the number, God, 319-527-6240. We ask the God to watch over Resident God. Call God. We ask the God to call his name, God. Call his name, God, at this moment, God. Allow him to come on the Adventist ministry, God. God, we ask God. We need prayer, God, on this Adventist ministry, God. God, we need prayer, God, for 7 days, God. We need a prayer, God, for 7 days, God, on this Adventist ministry, God. We need a 40 days of prayer, here, God. We ask the God to send the holy angels, God, what to us, God. God, we need a 40 days, God, on this Agilite ministry, God, just like Brother Yubi say, God. We need a 40 days of prayer, God, on this Agilite ministry, God. We ask the God to watch over Brother Yubi, God. We ask the God, I love Brother Yubi to shout hallelujah, God. I love Brother Yubi to shout hallelujah, God, because, God, you are good for him, God. Yes, Sister Power, to God. We ask the God to watch over Sister Power, God. We ask the God to get Sister Power to deliver us, God. We ask the God to watch over Sister Power, God. We want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her, God. We want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Power, God. Bless Sister Power, God. Bless Sister Miola, God. Bless Sister Miola, God. God, 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 at this moment, God, we cry out to you, God. We cry out to you, God. Deliverance, God. God, we want to deliver Sister Miola, God. We want to deliver Brother Ray, God. We want to lift them up to you, God. God, you are good. You are faithful, God. You are awesome, God. You are worthy to be praised, God. God, God, we ask you, God, to watch over them, God. We watch over Brother O'Neill, God. Watch over Brother O'Neill, God. Bless them, God, at this moment, God. Bless them at this moment, God. Bless everyone, God. Watch over everyone, God. God, bless Sister Brenda, God. Come bless Brother John, God. God, we ask you, God, to watch over Sister Brenda. We ask you, God, to give Sister Brenda deliverance, God. God, we want to live for Brother John to you, God. I love Brother John to testimony, God. I love Brother John to give you thanks and praise, God. God, God, we want to live for Brother Ray, God. We ask you, God, to watch over Brother Ray, God. I love Brother Ray to sing a song of praise to God. We ask you, God, to watch over Brother Ray, God. We ask you, God, allow Brother Ray to be blessed on this prayer line, God. Allow Sister Miola to be blessed on this prayer line, God. We ask you, God, to watch over them, God. We ask you, God, to cover them, God, with your righteousness, God. Cover them, God, this moment, God. Cover everyone, God, on this prayer line, God. Cover Brother Yubi, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless Sister Carla, God. Watch over Sister Carla, God. We ask you, God, to watch over Sister Carla. We ask you, God, to deliver Sister Carla, God. Bless Sister Carla. Bless everyone, God, on the prayer line, God. Watch over us, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And Brother Yubi, we need a camp meeting too, Brother Yubi.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
And boss. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Eli, for sharing tonight, and thank you for the prayers that you've uplifted on the behalf of those who are members and those who have been missing from the prayer line. We're going to open up the line for our next caller, and we have taken heed to what you said, Brother Eli. Just know we are moving towards having that prayer week that we have discussed. 518-489. Your line is now open, 518-489. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you, brother. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. Thank you, Brother Eli, for praying for each and every one of us. God is good. And I just want to give God thanks safely to another week. He have carried me out, carried safely us. And he have provided and make way for us. I just want to give God thanks. I will just sing this little song because he carried me safely through another week. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his courts today. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace to the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away our sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. From our worldly cares set free, May we rest this day in thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory recompense. May thy glory meet our eyes when we in thy house appear. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. May thy gospel joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints. Make thy fruits of grace abound, bringing in thy house of praise. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. Kind and loving Father, which art in heaven, we want to thank you that you have brought us safely through another week. We want to thank you for the many blessings you have presented to us, Lord, each one of us on this line. We want to thank you for the various requests that we have heard, Lord. The report, Lord, the request, the evangelism that our dear brother had brought by sharing your words to the brother and the sister, dear Lord. We just want to give you thanks. We want to give you praises. Lord, this is the time we have been seeing all the things around us, and you told us this is the time where the Holy Spirit is falling upon each heart of one of us to go out there to seek those who are out there, Lord. You spoke about the needy poor. You thought that we are supposed to be able to go out there to comfort them by sharing your goodness. So we want to thank you for the work that you have placed in the heart of Brother Yudi and Sister Melissa today to go and minister unto our brother and our sister, and you see their need. And Lord, you have allowed them to supply their needs spiritually and physically, Lord. So we want to give you praise. We are asking you to give our sister that strength and brother that they will come to enjoy your word, dear Father, and that they will put their heart, their art, their soul, and their whole being into your care. Father, we just want to thank you for your love. We want to thank you for your mercies. We want to thank you that we can come on this line freely, Lord, to give you the praise. So we lift up every name that has been mentioned on this line, Lord, the leadership of this line. Father, our brothers and sisters who join us, who bring their various requests and who giving you the praise. We ask you, Lord, to listen to our requests, because you told us if we ask, you will grant it unto us. And if we seek you, we will find you. So we are searching for you, Lord. Allow us to be obedient, Lord, to find you, because you are there. And you said if we contend with you, you will contend with us. So we just want to thank you. Bless us all, Lord, as we share tonight, and help us to be faithful, Lord. Bless the speaker, that the message will come straight from you, and that our heart will be full. We ask you, Lord, to bless our young people, Lord, on the line. We ask you to bless the children, the babies, them on the line, and continue to give us the strength we need. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Brother Yudi, for opening my line. God bless.
Thank you, Sister Paul, for sharing tonight. And thank you again for the prayer and for the song. We are looking for... Oh, sorry about that. I muted the wrong phone. Thank you again for sharing. Sister Powell. Thank you for the prayers, and we are looking for those who are on tonight to please push number one and share. We have some more folks. I can see your numbers. I don't want to start calling you out, but you have not yet shared, so push one on your telephone keypad at this time so we can open up your lines so that you can share with us. How the Lord has blessed you, especially this week. I know he's been good to you. He has been good to me. And we are alive. We are among the assembly of the living. But, friends, the Bible says, let every breath, let everyone that has breath praise the Lord. And so what is your praise report that you have this week? So go ahead and push one, and we will open up your line and allow you to share how God has been good to you. I know he's been good to you. Amen. He has been good to me. And so let's do so by sharing about his goodness, about his mercy, about his grace. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient for thee. So before I share a few thoughts, because I'm not going to be preaching tonight, obviously I was hosting. So is there anyone else that would like to share something? Please push one on your telephone keypad and let us do so now while we have time and opportunity, because tomorrow is not promised. Let us give God the praise and the glory that only he deserves. Amen. I see you all on there. We're looking for you to push one and to share with us about the goodness of God. It is the goodness of God that leadeth us to repentance. 225. Okay. 225.
Yes.
337.
Well, Brother Judy, I was waiting on others to speak, but I didn't give my praise. Everyone been praying for my son Jarvis. And just yesterday, I decided to go out and to try to talk to him again, once again. But I could not find him. So I said, well, let me go check the one stop. The one stop is most of the people that's homeless is all under the bridge or under the bridge, by the bridge, some of them under the bridge, some of them right there by the bridge. So I went to the one stop. And when I went in, the lady come to the door. She said, ma'am, how did you get in here? I said, well, the door was open. So I just opened the door and come in. And she said, okay, well, how can I help you? I said, ma'am, I said, have y'all seen my son Jarvis? And she said, and I kind of give her a description what he was wearing. She said, I think I've seen that guy. And then I showed him a picture. And she said, yeah. And I described to him, and I told her, I said, ma'am, I said, I have been to court. I said, I've been to court so many days, early in the morning, just sitting in court waiting on the judge to do something, help my son, because he's on the street. The guys want to beat him up and all these things going on. And I'm letting you know, God is answering everybody's prayers on here. Jarvis, it seemed to change. I see some changes. But not only that, when I went to the one stop, I did not know that this place housed homeless people. All the time I would go there to see if Jarvis was in there and for him to get a shower. Now, this is a place they can shower and they can do make calls. So I asked her, I said, have y'all seen him today? But the main thing what happened, I ended up talking to the lady. And she said, well, what is this problem? What kind of problem? I say, well, he is some drugs. And I say, he got some mental problem, a very intelligent. He was very smart. And she said, well, oh, I understand. She said, because a lot of people in here are smart, but yet they have mental illness and also the drug problems. So she said, okay. And so when I start talking to her, telling her about how I've been to court and all these different places, and he had just gotten out of jail. And brothers and sisters, this lady began to share with me. She said, you know what, ma'am? She said, let me go in my computer and check to see. She said, because your son is on the list to come in and to for us to give him assessment. And I said, oh, my, thank you, Lord. So as we began, as I talked with them and told them, if y'all could please help him, let me tell you something. The Lord began to work on those ladies' heart. And this other lady came up, and they began to say, you know what? We're going to push it forward to get him in here quicker. So they are going out. He don't have to. He don't have to come to them. They are going out on the street to talk with him and to ask him questions and to get some assessment. And let us just pray that Jarvis be willing to go. You know, he'll have a place to live. So I just want to thank God for the prayers for my brothers and sisters, for everyone, because now I have hope that he can get. And I told him, and by the way, when I was leaving the place, I got in my car, but then this Caucasian lady, she came outside, and she asked me, she said, ma'am, can you please give me a ride to the bus station? And I was just kind of like, okay, COVID, thinking all of these things. And I said, you know what? I thought about what Brother Yudi said. He'd been around all this COVID. And I said, well, you know, Lord, I said, if I do the good work for you, you know, I just got to, you know, think about the good thing. So I told her, I said, okay. And I saw she had a backpack, a heavy backpack, and then she had a whole suitcase, and then she had other things. So I told her, I said, okay, you can get in. And she got in, and I told her, I said, but first, she said, where are you going? I said, I'm looking for my son. I said, I got to get him first. So I'm trying, before I go her way, because the bus station, I thought she was going right in front of the place where she, but it was a distance down. So I began to look for Jarvis, could not find him. So I said, well, let me just go ahead, take you to the bus station. And when I got out, I said, oh, ma'am, I said, I would like to share something with you. So I put one of those pathways, finding a path to peace. And I said, I want you to, I said, this is a blessing. You read this book. And I give her that Sabbath track and put all that. And she said, oh, thank you so much. She said, I will read these things. And after I left her, she asked me for some water. I give her some water. I offer a plate of food. And she said, well, I can't take the food because I don't have nowhere to heat it up. So she got some water, and she went on. So the Lord, and I was kind of driving slow. I said, now, Lord, please show me where Jarvis is tonight, because I had him some food heat up, and I wanted to tell him to go in, because the people have his clean clothes. He can go in, and so they can talk with him, because I didn't know if he was going to go in there that day. So the Lord told me to go straight, and guess what? There I see him sitting there on the concrete. So I say, well, praise God. So I pull aside, and I waited for him to get in the car with me, and I talked with him. And I asked him, I say, son, I said, do you want to die in this situation? You know what he told me? He said, no, indeed. I say, well, praise God. I say, thank you, Jesus. He answered that quickly for hearing that much from him. So my request is to lift him up in prayer, and that the Lord would work on his heart and his mind to, and I told him I wanted to give him a book, and I forgot, but I will go back and give him that book. So please pray for him. And and Brother Judy, we heard you, Sister Powell, pray for the young man, Kevin. And you say the lady name was Jalen?
Yeah, Jalen.
Okay, I wrote her name in my prayer book. So I want to just offer a prayer for Jalen and Kevin, because you know, Brother Yudi, I done had problems in my family. And when you said for the pray for these people, you know, my heart went out to them and that lady. And she was so right. It's so true. That's what they do. They babies.
So I think,
they do their children.
I think we should start.
Give them a little drink.
I think we should start a prayer chain called the prodigals. The prodigals are those who have left the father's home in search of something better, which there is not, and who are lost. the prodigals. We're going to call it the prodigals prayer session. And while you're at it, you can mention Brother Rick's daughter, Sister Ashley, as well.
Right.
So those are going to be the children that we pray for that have gone astray from the Lord. We're going to call it the prodigals. You know, the prodigal son went away from home and wasted all his goods, right? And remember when the prodigal son was hungry at one point, he reverted to eating the pig's food that he was feeding. And as he was eating the pig's food, because in the Jewish system, you know, the pig was considered an unclean animal. I mean, it wasn't kosher for you to even touch them, right? And as he was taking care of these pigs, he was hungry. He wasted all of his goods on riotous living, the Bible says, right? And as he was eating the pig's food, the Bible says he came to himself. And then he says, how much of my father's hired servants have good food to eat? And I am here perishing. And then he made the decision that he was going to go back to his father's home. And as he was heading back to his father's home, weeping, his father met him halfway and opened his arms and welcomed him back and said, son, I've been waiting for you. Where have you been? He killed the fattest calf, and he had a feast that night for that son that was lost. So we have many of our sons that are lost on this line, and we're going to be praying for them, especially the prodigals. So go ahead.
Well, Brother Yuda, you have one more number, press one. Why don't you
open those numbers, and I'm afraid.
Yeah.
All right. I got two more numbers. Two more. Let me open up the line for them. 804-238. Your line is open.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Happy Sabbath, Brother Yudi. This is Katie in Virginia.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good to hear you, Sister Katie. And it's good to share. You need to share more often. Amen.
Yes, I know. I have two prayer requests. A friend of mine, his boss name is Kim, and she has a rare brain disease, and it's causing her to lose her eyesight. Her equilibrium is affected. She stays very dizzy, and her balance is off, and plus it has caused other health problems with her. Her name is Kim. I want to keep her in prayer. And Kim.
Okay.
Yes.
Kim.
And
right.
Yes, Kim. And his little nephew is 3 months old. His name is Hayden. He has a hole at the top of his heart and a hole at the bottom of his heart. He has problems with his lungs and a bunch of other problems. He has a problem with his brains and a lot of other things that's going on with him. He's only 3 months old, and his name is Hayden. I want to keep him in prayer as well.
Thank you, Sister Katie. Let us keep Kim and Hayden in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Sister Katie. Good to hear from you. We'd like for you to share more. Amen. 931-724, your line is now open. 931-724, your line is now open.
Good night.
Amen. A stranger here on the line, Brother Richardson, how you doing?
I called
Sister Powell, and we were praying, and we were praying for everyone on the line. And I said, I haven't heard Brother Richardson on the line. She said, call him. I said, I was supposed to, but I haven't gotten to. So good to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Brother Yudi. I know you were passing around this side, but I didn't see you. I heard you were coming this side.
You know, I was, it was very, very brief, Brother Richardson. We didn't even, we went right through in Memphis, Tennessee. We stopped one night in Memphis, Tennessee. We were heading to Louisiana, and that was an eight-hour trip, so we didn't stay long. I don't know Tennessee that much, but we are planning, by God's grace, to be able to take more trips in that area because we are selling out books like wildfire here. The other day, my wife ordered 100 box of National Sunday Law, and they're almost done. And people are actually buying them because, you know, Sister White says, you know, the difference between the co-porter work and also handing out books for free. There's nothing wrong with handing out books for free, but she said when people are purchase something, they feel a sense of belonging. They are more apt to read it. Then when they're giving something for free, they might just put it away. But still, nevertheless, these books are going. We had a minister, a Baptist church, order five of them because my wife does co-porter work online. We also had people order The Great Controversies in prison, all over the place: Rhode Island, Louisiana, Massachusetts, L.A. We've been sharing on the prayer line text, which we got to add you on, all of the names of the people that have been ordering books like Great Controversy, National Sunday Law, Councils on Diets and Foods. But anyways, I'm saying that to say this, that now that, you know, the Lord is leading me to full-time ministry, we're gonna start going more to Harvest Time Books in order to purchase more books. And so those that are listening, we need books for the store as well. So if there's a help that we can give, we need those books too, so we can share them with those. But happy Sabbath anyways, and good for, thank you for calling.
Happy Sabbath. And it's been a while, you know, since been down here, and summer has sort of break down here a bit. I've been so busy otherwise. I mean, it's like I say, Lord, this is more than I bargained for. I mean, I know it's a lot, but God has seen me through His blessing. He's blessing us here in this place. I mean, I couldn't in any way not be thankful and grateful for the Lord for giving us the opportunity to be here in Tennessee. I mean, it's a move that we have made that I am thankful to the Lord for. And that's why when the Bible says, wait on the Lord. Sometimes we kind of like go before the Lord and we do things or we plan things, and then we later down we realize and that, oh boy, I think that I made this move. But God has really given us blessing in this place. I mean, so day by day I'm thankful for the Lord for this. When I mean, in this place is so quiet and beautiful and healthy-wise, the surroundings, nature, birds of all kinds I'm hearing that I've never heard before in my life. I'm hearing all kinds of different things are wrong, I've seen herbs that I've never seen before that is growing all around the property. And, you know, when Sister Kim from Long Eddie came with Pastor Coco the last couple of months ago, and they came and they said, wow, you have some herbs here that are good for juicing. I said, are you serious? I mean, I never knew that it's like so wild growing all around. And I'm thankful to the Lord to know that we have a little Garden of Eden here, around here. This place is really a blessing. The very atmosphere, the springs and the creeks, the water that is running around here, it's amazing how that when rain falls here, for a few hours, well, or a few day or two, we get water running down the hill where we are. We have a hill, and then it flattens, levels on the top. When rain stops, we get water a whole week coming under the ground. There's the rainwater seeps through the ground and flows even while there's no rain falling. And it is so amazing to know that God has blessed us with this place. And we are so grateful and thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be in this place. And I want us to remember all those that are relocating to Tennessee. There's one thing I want to say before I go off, that I haven't seen an exodus of God's people from everywhere in the country once they moved to Tennessee. Even people in Tennessee, like Chattanooga, and even right here in Huntsville, Alabama, Florence, they want to move right in the immediate West Tennessee where we are here. There's something that is a blessing here that people want to move. And I want to pray and hope for all those people that are coming. We have a whole family of 18 coming in about a month or so. We have a brother, Jamaican brother, and his family moving not too far from me in about 2 weeks or so. So people are just coming, brethren and sisters. So let us continue to pray for those who are leaving the cities and moving into the country. Thank you, Brother Yuri. God bless each and everyone. Happy Sabbath to all. And my wife.
And that is in West Tennessee?
Yeah, this is West Tennessee where we are, that takes up the various immediate counties of Iron City, where I am, and Lawrenceburg and Waynesboro and Lutz just a few other. It's really, really beautiful right around these counties, and they are very close to each other, you know, and this is what makes it so nice here, you know. It's beautiful, very beautiful here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So I just wanted to share that.
Amen. West Tennessee, how close is that from Memphis, Tennessee?
Oh, we are, Memphis is about 2.5 hours. Two hours.
3 hours.
Chattanooga is about 2 to 3.
About four.
By West Sister Carla is to here is about 3 hours, 2.5 to 3. Where Pastor Andrew Hendrick is about 4.5 to 5 hours. Yes.
Okay, so I'm about 3 hours from Memphis, Tennessee. So I'm very close to Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Less than three hours. Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're right on the border. We're right on the border of Arkansas and Tennessee.
Right.
So,
amen. Wow.
Yeah.
Your neighbor.
God is good.
Yes.
God
amen.
Is working. He's worthy to be praised. I want to thank those who are on tonight. And yes, we need the prayer because we started a Sabbath evening Zoom. We will send you an invite tomorrow night. We have been talking about country living, and we've been having quite a few people from New York City joining who are asking.
Amen.
I've been invited by a church. I've been invited to speak at a church in Brooklyn on this very topic. And I spoke there before, and there's a few of the members that I'm connected to there. They're saying, we don't know where to go. We don't know how to move. We don't know. And so they're looking for instruction. There's many of God's people looking for the instructions that the Lord has given long ago to leave these cities and to go into the country, where the Lord can utilize us and where we can grow our own food.
Amen.
And, you know, because these cities are becoming as Sodom and Gomorrah. very quickly, yes. And especially the eastern cities, you know, especially the eastern cities, the policies and the laws that are being passed are really gruesome. And I'm just so glad to be in a state where there's no mask mandate. Amen.
Amen. Likewise here.
I'm glad to be in a state where there's no mask mandate and where we've been having church for the past year without masks. And God has been good to us. And, you know, all this nonsense you hear in these cities that are very, very liberal cities, they really want to close down church, you see. And they're using some of these things to try to use them as an excuse to do so. But in where I am in Arkansas, everything is open at 100% capacity. There's no mandate for masks. You don't have to wear a mask. Those who choose to wear a mask, that's on them, you know. And so I'm just glad to be in a state where, you know, we have a little bit more personal freedoms than I would if I were to be in a place like New York. And so God is good. You know, for those who are in New York, be encouraged. Move your way out of there. We're going to pray for you. New York still needs to be worked. But, you know, we can work New York in other ways and other means. God is great and is worthy to be praised. I don't see anyone else wanting to share. Is there anyone else wanting to share before we go to our closing prayer? Is there anyone that wants to share from the prayer line? I see others who have not yet shared who may have a prayer request. And also, Brother Richardson, the Lord has been working. You missed the testimonies of how we're working here, but we are opening up a health food store in Arkansas in less than a month here. God is working, and after Sabbath, I will share some pictures and things. We are looking for help. We are working very hard, and also a juice and smoothie bar in the same store where we're going to be conducting Bible studies, cooking classes, and prophecy seminars. And we are looking to have, me and Brother Bernard talked about, our first thing we're going to have a training on gardening. We have a brother coming from Meat Ministry, which we got to discuss with Advent Light Ministry. I was talking to Brother Bernard about it. They're going to come down and do a training on gardening. We're going to be conducting our own trainings often at this place, and we're looking for our brethren to come down and to support this work. And we also need to talk about what we are doing for camp meeting this year. We got to have a camp meeting. It might not have to, it doesn't have to be a big camp meeting like we always have in New York, right? But we're going back to New York, Brother Richardson, and we're going, by God's grace, we're going to go back to that William Miller farmhouse. Amen? We're going to go back there. But this year, we need to have something much smaller. So let us keep that in prayer. Keep that in mind. We're still in April. We have April, May, June, July, even August. If Sister Powell does not end up going to Jamaica, I don't think that might happen this year, but we'll see. But we need to have a place to have something to get together. And, we have a place here, actually. The church is open. They've opened the doors. We've got 15 acres of property here. At the church where they are willing to let us in. But remember that in this state, in the summer around July, it's 100 degrees. So it's very, very hot, unbearable weather where you cannot be outside in the tent. There are hotels nearby, so let us try to pray. Let us pray and let us plan something, right? Come together and worship and have our meetings together, right? Or if there's a place in Tennessee where we can have it for the first time, where we think Tennessee might be a better central location, let us do it. Let us do it. Let us plan. Let us do it. So I know that the brethren in New York are willing. They are willing to travel. They are excited. We need to get them out of that fear factor mindset that in New York about these masks and all these other things. And by the way, people have been dying left and right with the COVID vaccine, left and right. We thank God because of wisdom. And, you know, you got the Adventist Church and a lot of prominent leaders in the present truth pushing the vaccine, which is ridiculous and really scary, to say the least. But, you know, it almost like what it seems to me, it's like COVID changes everything. COVID. All of the rules of medical evangelism does no longer apply because of COVID. You know? It's like COVID is some sort of disease that's new or something. It is not a new disease. You know, every disease has one cure, and the cure is Christ. Every disease has a cause, and the cause is sin. So,
yep.
You know, the rules does not change with COVID. Medical missionary work must continue regardless of COVID. And we will see greater, still greater diseases and plagues come upon us because the Bible has said so. Amen.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to close out with prayer. I believe Sister Leola was going to pray for us. And Elder Richardson,
Amen.
You can close out. Elder Richardson will close out. Sister Leola, go ahead.
Yes. But
Sister
I want to thank you,
brother. Good night, Sister Leola.
Go ahead.
While you are praying, don't forget Casey, Cindy, Lou. Casey, Cindy, Lou. Stephanie. Diana. And Joan. That God going to go for conversion.
Casey, Cindy, Lou,
Stephanie, and Diana.
Yes.
John. Thank you very much. Happy Sabbath, by the
you
way.
You say John?
Blessed Sabbath.
Juan.
Okay. And as Brother Richardson and Brother Yudi was speaking, brothers and sisters, I hear one thing. When you say don't, when they're not wearing masks in the country, guess what? They have all the trees, the oxygen. It gives you oxygen. So it is
Amen.
So much better for us to be in the country. And you see, when you're in the city, we have all this concrete. We have all this, all people breathing out and nothing to absorb all this, what you call it, Brother Yubi, gas or all this stuff that we live in. We have no
carbon dioxide.
Yes, we have nothing to absorb this carbon dioxide because we just own concrete. We have all this exposure with the cars, the exhaust. Everything is just toxin in the city. So let's pray for that. Let's pray because God wants us in the country.
Let's pray for our brethren in New York. I want to ask for prayer for Brother Rick as well, who would like to move out. Just want to pray that the Lord touches him and his wife and they can make the decision to leave that state. And also Sister Powell as well. We want her to come out of New York and move to a more calmer and atmosphere and environment and the west or the south of the United States where it's much warmer and the winters are milder, you know, less snow and things of that sort. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, names I miss, Brother Richardson, you catch because Sister Leola.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before thee, Lord, it's such a privilege to come to you in prayer. Father, as we come and all of your children here, Lord, under your voice, Father, under the voice of Sister Leola, Lord, we bring them to you, Father, because you see the heart and you know the thought. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you touch our heart tonight, Lord, because there's many requests have gone up to you, Father. Lord, you know our thoughts and you know our heart, Lord. We need you now, Lord Father. We need you in our prayers, in our thoughts. Lord Father, we need to pray for many prayers that has been lifted up, Lord. Lord, first we lift up the prodigal sons, Lord Jesus. Lord Father, you see the situation that's in this world, Lord Father. Lord, they want to come out, but Lord, they don't know how. Lord Father, as we lift up Sister Ashley, Lord Father, we lift up Brother Jarvis, Lord. We lift up Kevin. We lift up Jalen, Lord Father. We lift up some others that we have mentioned the names, Lord, that's troubling under the bridge and in the highways, Lord Father. We bring these souls to you, Lord, because you do know that if whatever problem or whatever issue they're having, Lord Father, Lord, I know, Lord Jesus, my son could be dealing with things that he's trying to quieten out of his mind or trying to put away some things, and he cover it up with things that don't need to be put in his body. Heavenly Father, Lord, you know the situation of each and every one. So, Lord, we bring it to you in the prayer, asking that you, Lord Jesus, take the place of these things, Lord, and allow them to look upon you and know what you have done for each and every one. Oh, Father, forgive us for our sins right now, Lord, that our sins won't have us, our prayer go up to you, Lord. But help us right now that our prayer will be clear and go to the Father, and may he hear those prayers, Lord, and touch the heart and win those souls, Lord, that Jesus, our Savior, can go and help one by one, and Lord Father, and bring them to you, Lord, and that they may be healed, Lord Father, because they are your children. And Lord Father, they are crying out to you right now. Lord, please save each and every one. Now, Lord Father, we also, the requests have been given to us by Sister Richardson, Lord Father, Casey, Deanna, Stephanie, some more names, Lord God. I can't remember all the names. But, Lord, you heard the names that she mentioned, Father, all of her children, grandchildren, Lord Father, her husband, herself, Lord, her sons and daughters, Lord Father, the place she worked for, even the cooks, Lord Father, even the lady that owned the business. Father, all your children, Lord, ask you, dear Father, to lead and guide them, direct them, Father. And we also plead for you, Father, to help our children today, Lord, and lead them to you, Lord. Father, we need Jesus in our life, Lord. So, Lord, please help us to surrender. Help us to seek you with all our hearts, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we call upon the most holy one, Lord, the only one that can help us. So, Father, we ask you tonight, Lord, touch each and every heart, Lord, Father, that we may hear you, that we may feel the Spirit of God speaking to us. Children, Lord, lay your burdens down at my feet and leave it all to me, and I will give you rest. So, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us so many promises. And now, Father, we lift up Sister Katie, Lord, to you, Lord, the prayers that she have asked, Father. Lord God, you hear the prayers of this lady, Lord, Father, her the problems that she having with this this headaches and all these other problems causing sickness, Lord Father. We know that Dr. Jesus, we know that he's the great physician, that he's able to heal, he's able to forgive. He's doing all these things. But Lord, help us to surrender our heart, Lord. help us to forsake these sins that's so easily to beset us, Lord. Oh, Father, what Brother Judy has brought out is that these sins is what causing so many troubles, Lord Father. But he said that the great healer is Christ. So, Father, we please ask that you, Lord, you done gave your son to a dying world, Lord Father. And all we have to do is just take upon his word and reach. And, Lord, for the word of God, and study that word and let that word penetrate our heart and our mind that it may be absorbed, Lord. Oh, Father, thank you right now for your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit upon this prayer line, Lord, Father. We ask that you touch the mind and the heart, Lord, while we're on this prayer line, Lord, that we can get our mind and body ready, Lord, because you say you're coming soon, Lord, and we see how the trouble is going on in this world about COVID, about all these things. But the Bible tells us that when we see the signs of Sodom and Gomorrah, Lord, you say your soon will be coming. So, Lord, Father, we pray. Lord, as I walk in Walmart, you can see Sodom. You can see it in there, Lord. You see it all around you. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you, Lord, Father, change our hearts. Make us, Lord, clean. Wash us, Lord, with hyssop and cleanse us. Oh, Father, as David speak of the word, Lord, his word to you, Father, is to help us, Lord, lead and guide us, Lord, because it's nothing that we can do about ourselves. So, Father, we ask that you please touch us, Lord, that we can see that the Lord is trying to save us from ourselves. So, Lord, I'm lifting up Sister Brenda and Brother John to you, Lord, Father. And, Lord, I'm asking that you help her daughter, my niece, Wenika, Lord, to seek you with all her heart, Lord. Help her to come to the prayer line, Father, because we got to get it from, we got to get the word from the word of, from a pastor or a speaker, from someone that's speaking the word. Yes, we can go and study the Bible and read ourselves. But, Lord, you have gifts. You have gifts, pastors, preachers, and these words, Lord. But if they would but just come to the prayer line and start listening and start putting in their mind and their heart to open up the word of God, oh, the Lord would touch them, and he would begin to lead them, and they would be able to hear his voice and turn from their wicked ways. Oh, Father, help us right now. Lord, I myself, Lord, Father, help me, Lord, because I don't want to be a castaway, Lord. Oh, forgive me of my sins, Lord, Father. Help me as I'm in prayer, Lord, for my friends and family, for my brothers and sisters. Lord, I lift them up to you, Father, right now, Lord, as each and every one hearing you, Lord, Father, asking you, Father, in their own heart to help them and strengthen them, Lord. And, Father, I'm asking that you, Lord, would lead and guide each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, Brother Eli has come to you, Lord, asking for prayers for his mother, for himself, and, Lord, for Brother Jahari and for many others, Lord. I'm asking that you give him the blessing, Lord, Father, of seeing each and every one of them come to the prayer line and just giving God the praise and what he has done. And, Lord, Father, lead them. Help them, Lord, to know you, Lord, Father. Lord, each one of them, Father. And, Lord, we also lift up Brother Yudi to you, Lord God, and his ministry, his work that he's doing, Lord, and, Father, his wife. Lord, I'm asking that you keep and put the Melissa, those babies, Lord, Father. I'm asking that you keep her mother, her father, Lord. I'm asking that you continue to just bless him and the work that he do with his hand and giving him wisdom and knowledge, Lord. Oh, Father, I see what Melissa's father is able to do, Lord. It's such a blessing to have him to work and to build with his hand, Lord. And I see as little Caleb, Lord, is working with his grandpa, Lord, Father. He got the broom. He has the sweeping, the dish towels. He washing dishes. Oh, little Caleb doing all that work, Lord. Those training going to teach that little baby how to be a young man that work with his hand and be able to do things at an early age. So, Lord, continue to bless him. And, Lord, as his father teaching him, Lord, he's going to be a humble child. So, Lord, continue to bless him. And his sister going to follow after him because the older teach the younger. So, Lord, continue to bless the family. And, Lord, thank you, Lord. And now, Lord, Father, we lift up Sister Powell. Father, we lift up she and her family, Lord, Father, that she will continue in her ministry, blessing, and her children see the work of their mother. And, Lord, Father, I know for myself, many of them do follow, and they do the work, and they do it so perfectly, Lord, because I know myself, I see the work, I hear the work, what is being done and how it's being done. So, Lord, I want to thank you for witnessing these things through my brothers and sisters. And I began to do some work here because of what I heard my brother down in Rhode Island, Lord, Father. So I want to thank you for that work, going to churches and telling preachers and giving books to the ministers. Lord, thank you. Now bless Brother Richardson as he continue in the ministry, Lord, Father. And, Lord, Father, I also ask you to bless Brother Rick, Lord, Father, to help him, Lord, to lead and guide him, talk to him, speak to him, Lord, Father, because it's hard for some people to move or to when they don't hear your voice, Lord, sometimes they're just not ready. But, Lord, Father, you're going to speak to your children, and it's coming to a day, Lord, they're going to move according to your word. And when you speak these things, Lord, they're going to move suddenly. They ain't going to be dragging their feet. But, Lord, they're coming out by the grove. They're going to come out, Lord, Father, because they have heard your voice. So, Heavenly Father, there's many others that Sister Carla, Lord, Father, and I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for my daughter and blessing her with her job and how she's witnessing to her clients and building up her property and trying to do things. Lord, you truly have blessed a young woman to do so much by herself. And, Lord, Father, I see Sister Nelda, how she does it. So, Lord, Father, I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, because we as a people, Lord, we know we're not by ourselves. We're not alone. God is with us. The Lord, Father, he teaches us what to do and how to do it. All we have to do is say, Lord, show me, and can I do this, and what can I do? Lead me and guide me. So, Father, continually to help your people. And, Heavenly Father, I know Brother O'Neill, Lord, we lift him up to you, praying and ask that you continually to lead and guide and teach him, Lord, Father, showing him all the medical missionary, all these things that you've given to him. Lord, Father, we even lift up brothers and sisters that have not been on this prayer line, been a while, Lord, but yet they are coming back. Lord, Father, we know that the brothers and sisters, Sister Carrie, Sister Naomi, and many others, Lord, they haven't turned their back, but, Lord, they're not here, but, Lord, they're coming back to you. So, Heavenly Father, we pray, ask you to bless them. And, Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless this prayer line. Lord, continue to allow this prayer line to be your place to go to and to get healing, to get a blessing, to get the word of God, and that we can be saved, Lord, Father. Please send those on this prayer line, Lord, that they may hear your word and understand. And, Lord, Father, I want to thank Brother Judy for bringing to us once again how people are saying take the virus. And, Lord, Father, I want to thank you that he understands that this virus, we should not take it. So, Lord, thank you. And, Heavenly Father, if I miss anyone on the prayer line, Lord, my mind don't remember everyone. But, Lord, Father, I pray that you hear every that you heard prayer line. So, Lord, bless each and every one, my family, Lord, Father, my husband, Lord, God. Lord, keep each and every one of us tonight. Lord, we thank you for your Sabbath. And, Lord, give us a peace and a rest tonight that when we wake up in the morning, we're going to be refreshed and ready to worship you. Thank you, Father, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Brother Richardson. Thank you, Sister Leola. If you want to give us a short prayer as we close.
Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful and thankful for this wonderful opportunity and privilege to gather tonight on your Holy Sabbath on Advent Light Prayer Ministry. As we gather, Lord, as we have sung and testified and Lord, in giving you all the praise and the honor and the glory, we are thankful, Lord, that we can, in spite of the pandemic situation, that the world is in such a chaotic condition, dear God, we thank you that we can be still and know that you are God. Father, I pray blessings upon each and every one that are on the line and those that have been privileged, dear God, to give testimonies and for those that have not, Lord, I pray blessings upon them also, dear God, as we go through this night, dear God. Bless us all together and be with the prayers that have been asked, Lord, for those that want to leave the city, New York, and the various other states, oh, Lord, to move into the country. Oh, Lord, I pray that doors will open up, Lord, for them, dear Father, that they can leave and come and find, Lord, blessings in the country, dear God, and to build character, dear Father, and to be an outpost, Lord, where they can come, Lord, and go out and be witnesses for you, dear Father. So bless each and every one that are seeking, Lord, country property. Bless Brother Yudi and his family, Elizabeth and Caleb and his wife, Lord, Melissa, I pray you bless them in their business and everything, dear God, that they will prosper. And, Lord, may you lead them and guide them in every way. May you work out everything, Father, for each and every family that is represented on this prayer line. Bless us all together. May we all have a wonderful night rest. And may we have a pleasant, enjoyable Sabbath. And, Lord, that we all will be faithful, Father, to you. And by and by, save us all, we pray. As we thank you, as we praise, as we glorify your holy name, for Christ's sake we ask. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, amen, for the prayers. And
yes.
Good night and happy Sabbath. Look out for the text tomorrow or tonight on the Zoom call tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central. May God bless you all and good night.
Good night.